A few brief points on dinim related to fulfilling the mitzvah of Parashat Zachar. First off, the fulfillment of the Parashat Zachar, as stated previously, is according to most pesukim mitzvah deraisa, and as such, we require kavana. Lord says we require somebody's intent to fulfill the mitzvah. Doesn't need any expression of intent. But when one stands in shul and hears the parasha, it shouldn't be merely happenstance that you happen to be there. So that's, you know, yeah, that's just what you hear. Rather, one should specifically have in mind that he is listening to fulfill his mitzvah of the hearing the remembering and hearing the parasha of Zechir Ma'aseh Amalek. Another halacha is what happens to somebody due to any event happens to have missed a few of the words within the parasha. He didn't hear the parasha's entirety. So if I can speak out that we mentioned previously, that it's possible that one can fulfill the mitzvah, according to some Paiskim at least, if one missed the parasha in its entirety, it would be possible to fill the mitzvah by hearing the parasha of Amalek, which is laying Purim morning in Shul. Now, this parasha of Amalek is an entirely different parasha than the one we lay in this coming Shabbos. That being the case, the Paiskim infer from there that one need not hear the exact parasha to be yitzah. As long as one would hear a Kriyas HaTorah with a minion from a Sefer Torah, relating to the parasha of Amalek, one would fulfill the mitzvah. That being the case, if one heard the basic context of parasha of Amalek and one missed a few words, as long as the words that he did hear convey the general meaning of the parasha, according to Moshe Feinstein, Rosh Hashanah, and many other paiskim, one would in fact be yitzah. Another law to keep in mind: what would happen if one davened in a shul where the havara of the Baal Kirei is not the same as his own? Now, this can be either Ashkenazi Kesari, Sari Tashkenazi, or more Chassidish havara, whatever the case may be. It's not one's natural havara. To the degree to one holds that his own Havara is correct, it would seem that that would be an error to hear it in a different type of Havara. So the Pais can speak out here that there is a point, Bechlal, if someone makes a mistake when he lanes, that sometimes there's a whole way of pronunciation where it could be an individual mistake, it could be an error, it could be more widespread, and there's a point where it can create a dialect of sorts where that is the way that people speak. That becomes a natural tendency within a city, or within a country, or a broader region, where people speak with that type of Havara. That being the case, we view that as a natural way of pronouncing Lashon HaKodesh, according to many Paiskim. That being the case, even if one was in a shul where the Havara is not his own, but since it's for a reason, it's with a minig, it's with a custom, it's not a random mistake, it would not be bound by the regular law because of making a mistake in Kriyas Torah. It would be considered a valid way of Kriyas Torah, and it would be, ideally, one should hear it in one's own natural Havara. And likewise, it's possible this seemingly should pass for every, should apply to every Kriyas Torah throughout the year. One should ideally hear it in the Havara which he holds is correct. But if one heard it in a different Havara, one would, in fact, be Yitzah. A final point is what happens as far as the kavana when one hears the parasha of Amalek. What does one have to have in mind? So the ideal situation would be where one should understand every word which is being laid. There's a parasha being read. There are words in Lashon HaKodesh. One should understand at least the basic pshat of what's being read and the message being conveyed. If someone isn't familiar with all the words of Lashon HaKodesh, perhaps it would be wise to acquaint oneself beforehand with the pirush of the milim in the parasha. However, what if one did not know? One did not know the exact translation of all the words in the parasha, yet he comes to shul and he knows that there's a parasha of Amalek, and we're here to remember what Amalek did to us, and we're here to remember that, you know, we want to eradicate the memory of Amalek, and so on and so forth, but one doesn't know the exact translation of the words. So here the Paiskim speak out an interesting raya that one would be yitzah nonetheless, as long as one had this general understanding was occurring from the topic of Bir Chametz. We speak out, the Paiskim speak out that when we say Kol Chamira, and one gets rid of his Chametz, so the Paiskim go to length to point out that many people mistakenly believe in some sort of tefillah that one's saying, that one should have somehow a kosher Pesach or something like that. And they totally miss the boat as to the true intent of Kol Chamira. Kol Chamira is a statement of relinquishing all rights to any chametz. So you don't want it anymore, and you're foregoing any claim to it. That being the case, the Magen Avraham speaks out that at the very least one should inform people that the text of Kol Chamira is not a tefillah, but rather a lashon of bittul, of getting rid of the chametz. It's clear from the Magen Avraham that even if one didn't understand, the person saying it didn't understand exactly what all the words meant, but he understood that by virtue of this statement, the net result is that he's mevatel all his chametz, that would be enough to accomplish the intended means. That being the case, the place can infer from there, and so a few other scenarios along those lines, that it could be called adequate kavana if one has a general intent of what one is doing, and he knows the result of what his action is. Likewise, by Parsha Zohar, if one understood that the Parsha is a Parsha of Amalek, and he's mekayim the mitzvah Malik, and he wants to be meicha the zecher of Malik, even if he didn't understand the exact words, he would be yaitzeh b'diavet. But again, ideally, one should, prior to the parasha, make sure to understand all the words that will be said.